Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today we follow a special order of service for Holy Wednesday based on the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Let us pray. Merciful and everlasting God, you did not spare your only Son, but delivered him up for us all to bear our sins on the cross. Grant that our hearts may be so fixed with steadfast faith in him, that we fear not the power of sin, death, and the devil. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The other disciple was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who had watched at the door, and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to charcoal fire, because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered,
I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? As those who have heard me what I said to them, they know what I said.
When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying,
Is that how you answer the high priest?
Jesus answered him,
If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?
Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him,
Are you not also one of his friends and disciples?
He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked,
Did I not see you in the garden with him?
Peter again denied it. And at once a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters, so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said,
What accusation do you bring against this man?
They answered him,
If this man were not to be evil, we would not have delivered him over to you.
Pilate said to them,
Take him yourself. And judge him by your
own law. The Jews said to him,
It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death.
This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken, to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again, and called Jesus and said to him,
Are you the King of the Jews?
Jesus answered,
Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?
Pilate answered,
What have you done?
Jesus
My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world.
Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered,
"You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice."
I have said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man free at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?" They cried out again,
"Not his hand, but Barabbas."
Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate took Jesus and flogged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and arrayed him in a purple robe. They came up to him, saying,
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
And they struck him with their crowns. Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I am bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no guilt in him." So Jesus came out, wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Behold the man!" When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out,
"Crucify him!
Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no guilt in him." The Jews answered him,
"We have a law, and according to that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God."
When Pilate heard the statement, was even more afraid. He entered his headquarters again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave him no answer. So Pilate said to him, "You will not speak to me. Do you not know that I have the authority to release you and the authority to crucify you?" Jesus answered him,
"You would have no authority over me at all unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me over to you as a greater sin."
From then on, Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out,
"If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend."
Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the Stone Pavement, and in Aramaic, Golgotha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews,
"Behold your king!"
They cried out,
it is finished.
they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who saw it has borne witness. His testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, that you also may believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again another scripture said, they will look on him whom they have killed. After these things, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took away his body. Nicodemus also, who earlier had come to Jesus by night, came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds in weight. So they took the body of Jesus and pounded him in cloths with the spices, as is the burial custom of the Jews. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a tomb, in which no one had ever lain. So because of the Jewish day of preparation, since the tomb was close at hand, they laid Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.